Hi, it's Phoebe, and it's my bedtime, and I was thinking, we place so much emphasis in our culture on the size of a man's penis, and I have met or chatted with so many men in real life and via GWA who have real insecurities about size. And while obviously I'm not a man, I think a lot of women can probably relate to this because we are constantly being reminded of our own size in terms of waist size, bra size. You know, we're never thin enough. We're just never good enough unless we're supermodels. And it got me to thinking about this journey that I've been on the last few years. And over the last few years, I have learned quite a bit about myself. And one of the things that I've learned, and I say this with all sincerity, is that I actually really love giving oral to a man. Not interested in doing that for a female, but So here's the story, and this is why I wanted to share it. I, in the past, had been with someone who I think would probably be described as being on the larger side of the spectrum. And while the relationship was such that I wanted to give him oral, oftentimes it was not comfortable. It just wasn't comfortable. I know there's an element to the gagging and sputtering and stuff that's attractive to a lot of men. This was not just that. This was, you know, literally gagging a lot. And, you know, I couldn't breathe. My jaw would get really stiff. And of course, I never said any of these things to him because I cared about him and I didn't want him to feel self-conscious, just as I wouldn't want him to do the same to me about anything that might be uncomfortable for him. But that relationship ended, and I have had the great fortune to meet some other men and who are just of different proportion. And the first time I gave oral to a guy who was not my former partner, and it was so enjoyable. And it really had to do with the fact that he was not, I guess what one would say, large. I mean, I read somewhere that I think the average male penis length is about 5.5 inches. So I'd say this particular person was about average. And it was so much fun because I'm just going to get very graphic here. I could be as eager and as aggressive as I wanted to be, and I wasn't going to impale myself. Now, I know for some of you that is what you're going for, but just let me say this. I would much rather be able to express my enthusiasm and my desire and my need to make you feel good than to have to negotiate a really big cock. No offense, those of you who are on that other end of the spectrum. There's no judgments here about any size, big, small, medium, whatever. I guess I'm directing this at any man who feels self-conscious about his own size, I'm just telling you my experience. And I haven't had a ton of partners, but I have had a few, and it's been amazing to just be able to let go and not have to be kind of conscious of, can I breathe? Can I, you know, this kinds of things. And that's all because how do I say it? It's just, they're not as big. And that has been a really pleasant discovery for me. And so I just wanted to share that for what it's worth. I'm just one person, just one woman. But I've been able to, I think, do a lot more for my partners and enjoy a lot more. And I think that's really cool. Honestly, with my former partner, it was almost, I don't want to say scary because it was a loving relationship. But it was to give him oral was, I couldn't really just let loose. Maybe that's my shortcoming. I don't mean to be suggesting that this is anyone's fault because of, or it's not his fault because of size. You know, maybe it's mine. Maybe I have a particularly tight jaw or small mouth. I don't know. I'd also like to point out that as far as female anatomy, if you kind of envision a woman's vagina as somewhat an elongated shape, there's really only nerve endings in the third, if you divided it by length into thirds, in the third closest to the vaginal opening, that the rest of it doesn't have any nerve endings, or very, very few. Most women don't feel anything. And of course, that's intentional because childbirth is, and pregnancy can be very painful. So it would be kind of a cruel joke to have lots and lots of nerve endings in there. It's already kind of a cruel joke as it is, just in terms of pain. But anyway. So that really, those of you, I think, who really know your way around a woman's body know that that's why so many of us like that initial entry, or like, you know, you pulling out and then pushing back in, because it's those that first inch to however long it is, you know, whatever. But that first segment where there are nerve endings, where the G-spot is and all, that feels so good. So that, I mean, you could be huge, but it's, you know, and I know that there are, some women like the feeling of pressure on their cervix. Some women find it uncomfortable. I don't know that I've experienced that, but, okay, now I'm just rambling. It's a really long day. And like I said, it is my bedtime. So I'm just going to end this here. I hope that somebody finds it of interest or of use. And if not, I apologize for taking the last 10 minutes of your life that you'll never get back. But thanks for listening. Sleep well and stay sexy.